Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Gangster films aren't what they used to be. In one sense, Black Mass is a comfortable fit for a venerable genre, Jimmy Cagney and the like. Its star, Johnny Depp, creates a seethingly evil portrait of James Whitey Bulger, one of the preeminent and preeminently violent criminals of recent times. In another sense, though, this is a hybrid for an age when audiences aren't shocked by fictional thugs. Much of the production is based on fact, with not one but two monsters, the other being a corrupt FBI agent played by Joel Edgerton, in a horror show crossed with a morality tale. The moral contradictions are obvious on Bulger's side. An Irish-American who grew up on the streets of South Boston, he runs a group of small-time hoodlums called the Winter Hill Gang. Bulger considers himself a man of honor, but he turns informant for the FBI. The more convoluted betrayals are perpetrated by Joel Edgerton's agent John Connolly, who knew Bulger because he also grew up in Southie. It's Connolly who sees a chance for self-advancement and forging an alliance with Bulger against Boston's Italian-American thugs on behalf of an FBI that has long been fixated by the Cosa Nostra. And it's Connolly who continues to protect his informant long after Bulger grows with the FBI's help from small-time mobster to the kingpin of a lethal crime empire. Black Mass was directed with great flair and economy by Scott Cooper. An inevitable question is how it compares with Martin Scorsese's The Departed. That film, that excellent film, covered some of the same ground through an ingenious adaptation of an intricate Hong Kong crime thriller, Infernal Affairs, that had nothing to do with Bulger or his Boston haunts. The factual aspects of the new film give it the edge and authenticity. And though Jack Nicholson gave a marvelous performance as a fictional version of Whitey Bulger, it was a quintessential Jack Nicholson performance, while Johnny Depp's work here feels genuinely new. Depp gives his low-life character the subterranean voice of a Tuvan throat singer. He seems to see Bulger's seamy world through undead eyes that simmer from the depths of parallel caves with eyebrow awnings. His portrayal is as remarkable for what's withheld as for what's revealed during Bulger's murderous rages. Two of the movie's most terrifying scenes are fueled only by menace. In one, a family secret is discussed too freely. In another, Bulger comes face to face with Connolly's wife. And returning to the theme of co-monstrosity, there's the formidable presence of Agent Connolly, Bulger's partner in crime. Absolutely nothing is withheld in Edgerton's performance, which is expansive and perfectly complimentary. Connolly is high-octane hubris stuffed into three-piece suits, his cobra eyes surmounting a mouth that's usually set in an incipient snarl. What a pair these two are. Black Mass isn't pretty, but it certainly is strong. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.